So if a person has something they really want to do tomorrow, because of the strength of that desire, they might decide to run to tomorrow. And they start running, but they're not in such good shape. So after a while, they get tired of running, and so they say, I think I'll just walk to tomorrow instead. And they start walking for a while. After a while, they get tired, and they say, I think I'll just sit here and wait for tomorrow. And then after sitting there for some hours, it's kind of tiring to just sit all the time. So they decide to lay down. They decide to lay down, waiting for tomorrow. And then they notice that they're doing a lot of thinking about tomorrow and planning for tomorrow and thinking about why it's so important and what they're going to do and impatient for tomorrow. After a while, they say, you know, it's all these thoughts and impatience is not going to speed up tomorrow coming. So they let go of all the feelings and thoughts about tomorrow. And now they feel and aware just being here, laying down, the sounds around them, the sensations in their body. And they notice that now they're thinking about the present moment. I think those birds are chirping the wrong way. They should probably have better birds at IRC. And then after doing that for a while, realizing it's kind of tiring to be analyzing all the bird sounds and judging them. And so then they put that to rest. And then there's just sounds of birds or traffic or the sensations of the inhalation and exhalation. And do that for a while, and then the person notices that they're striving. They're in a hurry, as they were with their breathing, to attain something, get something. After a while, they realize that they've put away thoughts about tomorrow, but they're really concerned about getting to now. But you don't get to now any faster by striving and pushing. And so after a while, they realize they don't have to try so hard. They feel the strain of trying, straining, pushing, trying to make something happen. And they let go. And then they notice that they can be with the breath rising and passing, but there's a desire to control it, control the experience. But after some time, maybe many years of doing it, it finally dawns that it's tiring to do that, to try to control and direct and make things happen just the way we want them to be. So that goes to rest. And we're willing and trusting to just be there for this experience and its simplicity and let it just kind of unfold the way it does. And then we might notice, the person might notice that whatever experience that's happening, whatever thought, perception, sensation, feeling, arises and passes. And knowing that they arise and pass, it doesn't make sense to be so fixated on them or reactive to them. They're just coming and going. Things arise and they pass. And so willingness to just let the arising and passing of things flow through, unfold, show themselves. And after a while, just the fact of the rising and passing of phenomena seems to be the most relaxing thing to be aware of. The place that feels most restful, the place maybe the least amount of doing. Just relax and open to how things arise and pass, appear and disappear. Some things persist for a while. Some things persist, but our attention of them arises and passes. We're with it for a little while, and then there's a sound in the room, and you're with the sound. So this whole process, beginning with running towards tomorrow, is a process of realizing that we don't have to make certain kinds of effort. We can put ourselves to rest. First, instead of running, we can just walk, it's more restful. Instead of walking, then sitting, then lying down. And then noticing the effort in the mind and letting it move towards a deeper rest, quiet. And there might be a whole process or intuition of it where we're settling in to the depth of our being, settling into that which is most at home within, settled. And if you imagine yourself to be a vast and peaceful lake, and your awareness is like a smooth, maybe flat stone that you drop into the lake, and then you let that pebble, that stone, slowly sink down through the lake till it comes to a rest at the bottom. Taking a deep breath, and as you exhale, let your awareness settle down, settle into yourself, to hear. And noticing the stillness that's here, the stillness which is just beyond the edges of your body, just beyond the edges of your sensations that you have, noticing the silence that's here. The silence that's between your thoughts, or that surrounds your thoughts. And if you notice any tension or hardness, any way in which there's energy concentrated someplace, hold that in awareness lightly. Be aware that it's there. To sit in awareness of all things without any conflict with what is. Trusting the knowing of it that can hold it openly, lightly, freely. So another meditation session arose and passed. Another bell was rung, the ringing arose, and it passed. You had another thought, it arose, and it passed. And this flow and stream, river of arising and passing, one of the advantages of seeing it is so that we start holding it all lightly. We don't hold it tightly. It's just arising and passing. And there's a very wise way of literally or imaginatively, kind of like putting the word just in front of whatever is happening. It's just a thought, no matter what thought it is. It's just the sound of the birds. It's just an emotion. It's just a sensation. It's just pain. Not to dismiss it, not to disrespect anything, but as a way of not leaning into it or grasping or holding it tightly, to hold whatever happens lightly. And one of the ways of beginning to really be present for and get a hang of being present for the arising and passing of phenomena as they occur is to do only one thing at a time, so that you're really there present for that one thing. So if you go down to the tea jars down below, and you have to take the lid off the tea jar and pick up the thong, I don't know what you would do, but you might be putting down the cup as you reach forward to lift the lid off. You're doing both things at the same time. Or you might be grabbing the thongs and the lid at the same time. Or you might, as you reach down with your thongs to grab the tea, you're at the same time lifting your cup and bringing it closer. All ordinary, fine things to do, to do two things at once. But if you do one thing at a time, then you can give your careful attention to that one thing, to really see, oh, touching the lid arises and passes, lifting the lid arises and see the particular of it all. And you beginning to get the habit of beginning to be just present for one thing in its fullness. It's a very respectful thing to do. just this. And then it might translate to coming and sitting. Just this breath. Or if you start thinking, just this thought. Be there just for that. In this world of just paying your attention to just this, is a world that can open up to a deeper peace and well-being and to a different relationship to our experience, one that maybe can hold it lightly, allowing this experience to arise and pass, to flow, to be there in its simplicity of the moment. I hope you enjoy today. Thank you.